Step 6. Аудиозапись номер 35 к заданию 1. Listen to 5 descriptions of different inventions and do the task from your textbook. 1.
Scientists were interested in measuring heat many centuries ago, but the first step in developing the science of heat was made when the thermometer was invented. Thermal means heat, and meter means measure. So a thermometer measures heat. An Italian scientist called Galileo began his experiments in 1592, 100 years after Columbus discovered America. He made a kind of thermometer, but it was not completely accurate. The type of the thermometer we use today appeared in the middle of the 17th century.
2.
You might think that something as useful and necessary as soap had been one of the first inventions of man, but soap is quite a modern thing in man's history. It only goes back about 2,000 years. What ancient people used to do was to cover their bodies with olive oil. They also used the juices of various plants to clean themselves. From the work of Pliny, a Roman writer who lived in the first century before Christ, we know that the Romans used two kinds of soap, soft and hard.
3. This material to make clothes was invented quite recently and became known to people as nylon in 1938. It was entirely made by man. Nylon is made from four common elements, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen and oxygen, which are all found in air, water and coal. All these four elements are found in nature. Nylon is strong and elastic and stretches well. 4.
Stockings were invented to cover the legs for protection. The first stockings were made of leather. But not until the beginning of the Christian era it became a common practice to wear them. The first stockings of the kind we wear today began to be used in France. Then they appeared in England about the year 1565. Queen Elizabeth I received a gift of silk stockings, which pleased her greatly. Their stockings were made in Italy and were very expensive. Only very rich people could afford them. It wasn't until the beginning of the 20th century that silk stockings really became available for the average person to wear.
5.
The dream of a flying machine is an old one. Leonardo da Vinci made drawings for a huge helicopter about the year 1500, but he never tried to build one. At the end of the 18th century, a toy helicopter, known as the Chinese Top, was shown in France. For the next 100 years, a number of people made designs for helicopters. Some were fantastic, others almost practical, but only few of them actually flew. The Russian engineer, Igor Sikorsky, built two helicopters in 1909 and 1910. Toward the end of 1917, two Austro-Hungarian officers built a helicopter too. Work on helicopters continued in many parts of the world, and none of the machines were what the inventors had hoped for. In 1940, Igor Sikorsky, who lived in the US at that time, built a successful helicopter. It was the first practical machine of the kind.